Holmes smiled mildly and pointed to a pot right in front of him that contained a bubbling brown liquid. "Don't worry, dear friend, I won't let you taste this soup. It's highly toxic." "Very caring," I replied, noting that now that the liquid started boiling harder, a significant amount of steam was created, and that right under Holmes's nose.
But, Holmes, what about the steam? Couldn't it also harm the body by inhaling it?"
"What did you say?" asked Holmes, with an incomprehensible expression, his face slowly disappearing in a cloud of steam.
"Well, my dear Holmes," I said, "if the liquid is already toxic, then boiling it would imply that it evaporates. Therefore, droplets of it would condense and could penetrate your airways and thus easily get into your organism."
In the next second, Holmes fell to the ground with a loud thud, almost like a stone.
"Holmes, for God's sake!" I cried.
Immediately I turned off the Bunsen burner, opened the windows, and then took care of my friend. I had to turn Holmes on his back first, because he had flipped sideways and eventually landed on his stomach. He was unconscious, but pulse and breathing were present. Apparently he had inhaled so little steam that there was no serious danger, and he only fainted for a brief moment. So I just slapped Holmes on the cheek several times and slammed him with a newspaper. After a few seconds, he woke up and looked at me confused.
"Good morning, Holmes," I said. "Welcome to the living."
Holmes slowly straightened up as I supported his back.
"What happened?" he asked,